Time to talk some rugby with our Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Wicks. How are we doing, Wicksy?
Yeah, good morning, Bear. Good morning, everybody listening on 91.2 FM and 2NM.com.au.
Let's start with grassroots rugby, mate.
Yeah, now we're moving into round two of the Santos Central Rugby Premiership on Saturday. And, of course, the Lorenz Gunnar Red Devils are sailing on top of the table after a very convincing performance last week against the Santos Narrabri Blue Bulls. And the game's this weekend, of course, at the experiential thing now on Scan Rugby Park in Aberdeen Street. We do have the Belmore Hotel Scan Brumbies. They'll be looking to bounce back after a big loss to Pirates last week as they take on the Welcome Rams. The Crendor Lions take on Tamworth Pirates. The Moree Wee Bobber Bulls up north take on the Inverell Highlanders. They've been in great form. So interesting times ahead with that. And Baraba face up against the Santos Narrabri Blue Bulls in ladies and also, of course, second grade out at Baraba. So interesting times ahead with that. Of course, we move into a weekend of fun when it comes to rugby in first grade there in Newcastle. Just to remind everybody, there's a ladies' day there. All the details are when Mirror the Carlton play on Singleton. That'll be at Townsend Oval. And that'll be on the 9th of July. Just remember that because there's something on the Facebook page. Yes, that's Singleton and Earth Moving Bulls about that. But the games, of course, this weekend have Southern Beaches up against Wanderers. Hamilton Hawks take on Nelson Bay at the Bays. University take on Lake Macquarie. And Mirror the Carlton, funnily enough, at Townsend, take on Maitland. So that should be a great weekend as well. Peddington Cup, Uni takes on the Bogalvin Reds. Cessnock Mongrels at home at Drain Oval. And they will be taking on Madawi. And the last one there has the Cook Hill Brown Snakes taking on Easts. With the ladies, of course, this weekend, 4:30 kickoffs on Saturday. Uni take on Waratahs. Madawi take on the crew there from Hamilton Hawks. That will be at Boyd Oval. And, of course, Mirror the Carlton take on the crew there from Maitland as well. So some pretty good rugby with that. Friday night, Bernie Curran Oval is the place you need to be if you're playing fourths. And that all starts at around about 6 o'clock. So find your club and be part of that for the over 30, over 35s.
Mate, as far as the rep team names, we had some names picked up for some of those big games?
Yeah, we'll reel that over the next couple of weeks, especially with Hunter next week. But central congratulations goes to Lucy Pridden from Scone. She's been selected for the New Zealand Country Corollas. She joins Erica Marsland and also Rosie Ferguson, the skipper of the Central North Kookaburras and the ladies at the Country Champs. Surprisingly, a lot of Hunter girls have been selected. We'll talk more about that next week. But also, Tim McDermott was the only Kookaburra to be selected in the Cockatoos. So we'll have all the Hunter names next week, but of course they're off to the Australian Rugby Shield later this year in Adelaide.
And of course, with the end of the Super Rugby season, which means we move into international rugby.
Yeah, well, the Roos finished off their Four Nations campaign on the weekend with a loss to Canada and also America, but they'll have bigger fish to fry when they get to the World Cup later this year in October. But congratulations to the Bill Court Wallaroos on just getting games under their belt. They've had 5 tests, which is great to see. Also, we've got finals on the weekend. Leicester Tigers with 2 blokes who played in 2 premierships with Sydney University about 5 years ago who couldn't find their way into a Super Rugby team in Guy Porter and Harry Potter. It's unbelievable. They won on the bell. And, yeah, so well done to Leicester Tigers in what was the 10th final. This weekend, Nick White's old mob there, Montpellier, with Brendan Pangaramosa, are playing against Cast in the final there on Saturday morning. And also the Curry Cup final's on between Grickers and also Pilmer, so look out for there in your guides, or they might be online. But all the finals are polishing themselves off as we get stuck into the test matches. Great to see that the Cadbury Wallabies have come together. They've got their first test against the Poms in Perth next week, while the other internationals have the All Blacks up against the Irish. Also, we've got the Japanese taking on the French and the Welsh are going off to South Africa. So we'll get stuck into that. But I think the first of the internationals are this weekend and next weekend as we have lost Telos from Uruguay taking on the Japanese. So, yeah, we're certainly getting into it when it comes to international rugby. If you want to find out more, just go to rugby.com.au.
And you've got an exclusive for us before we go anywhere today?
Yeah, it looks like we've got some interestingness when it comes to maybe 6 test matches at the end of the year. Now, we've already got another test match because we're not playing 3 Bledisloes this year, but potentially we play a 6 test match against Springbok somewhere in France. Now, mind you, my snouts don't usually give me wrong information, as we know. It can be a little bit upside down because of COVID, but what they've explained to me is if we're going to win the World Cup next year, we need to play 7 test matches in 7 weeks. So the preparation with the Wallabies being in France anyway for about 4 or 5 weeks, we may as well throw another test in.
Yeah.
Let's see how we go when it comes to playing, you know, all those blocks of test matches in a row. It'll be unprecedented. And as much as we love tour games, Rugby Australia at this minute is looking for some money. And, of course, with Mr. Hamish Mack during the week stirring the pot when it comes to the Kiwis, that'll story with a bit of interest moving forward.
Yeah, that one will be an interesting one to keep an eye on. And, of course, Wixie will keep us up to date constantly on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show and hopefully on the Sideline View this weekend. Thanks, Wixie.
Good on you, mate. Have a good day.